Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Bob Winsell, Deputy Commissioner of Operations for the IRS, and I'm joined by Jim Cook, a consultant with PricewaterhouseCoopers. Well, Bob, I'd like to follow up on something you mentioned in the last segment about working with the union. I'm curious to know how it is to work with the union as a key stakeholder in this effort.
I really can best answer that by saying that our experience, my personal experience, has only been extremely positive, and to share with our audience tonight and our partnering with the National Treasury Employees Union. We started to build and strengthen our partnership going all the way back within the IRS to critical year 1987. We signed, if you will, officially the then commissioner and the president of the NTU signed an agreement that called for strengthening and becoming partners in going about our business within the IRS. As I said, it goes back a number of years and has become stronger and more professional as I see it with each year that passes. And it's now reached the point, for example, that the Restructuring Reform Act of 98 calls for an oversight board of the, still has not been officially finalized with Congress and by the administration, but hopefully will be in the near future. And one of the individuals that have been nominated to be a part of that board, the oversight board of the IRS, is the former NTU president has been nominated, and I would expect that he'll be appointed as a member of the oversight board. While our current president of NTU, Colleen Kelly, is a very active member of these executive steering committees that I mentioned earlier, and is a part of that and is actively engaged in policy and key decision making that takes place at the executive steering committee level. And of course, we have at the headquarters at the highest level of the Internal Revenue Service what we call a National Partnership Council. That is consists of, again, the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. I'm a member of that council and the top leadership. And it's a representation where it's literally almost equal numbers of individuals appointed by the president of the National Treasury Employees Union and those executives that I appoint. We meet every other month, normally for about 3 days, on key issues of concern to both of us. And all the recommendations and in terms of what comes out of that effort is forwarded on, and you'd see a very high percentage of those recommendations that came out of that council being implemented throughout the service. So while we go back a ways, and it's important now that as we're going through this change that we've engaged NTU once again, you know, people that I've talked about being on the design teams, for example. The national president of NTU also has the opportunity to appoint a number of members from the union to be a part of those design teams. Those appointments are not all just management-type appointments. It's that partnering effort to really that we committed ourselves to continue to have a strong and effective relationship with mutual goals, obviously, of improving the quality of service, the quality of work life for all of our employees, and increasing our employee and customer satisfaction. You know, we have three basic goals in that in terms of measures, and that is customer satisfaction, employee satisfaction, and business results. And NTU is a critical part of making that happen.
Bob, you've talked a lot about the reinvention efforts, and I always find it interesting that the tone in the general media, the general tone in the media about the IRS tends to be somewhat negative. But despite that, I'm always amazed about the fact that the IRS is, in fact, the model around the world for how to run a tax administration organization. And as the Deputy Commissioner of Operations, you have primary responsibility for all of those programs that address customer service, collect the revenue, process the payments, issue the refunds. I'm interested to find out a little bit more about how you ensure, you and your people ensure that these programs operate in an effective and efficient manner.
You know, it's a good question, and you just reminded me of, again, one of my experiences in my career, as I mentioned, when I was in Detroit for 7 years, and part of that time I was responsible for the state of Michigan and the customer service program for the entire state. And one day I had a group of reporters in my office. It was near the end of the filing season in that particular year. And I asked the question, I said, you know, when are you going to write an article that says something positive about the Internal Revenue Service? And one of them looked at me straight in the eye and says, Bob, that doesn't sell newspapers. It's when you make mistakes is when, and of course we realize that because of our delicate mission in terms of our responsibility. And we're very conscious of the fact that we really need to make sure we don't make mistakes. And if we do make them, keep them to a minimum. And when we make them, learn from the mistakes that we can improve our operation. But, you know, Jim, what I really, the other side of that, if you will, if I can comment on that, is that, and I'm really proud to say, and I'm without any bragging, and I said a little bit about this before, but that the Internal Revenue Service really remains the leader throughout the world in tax administration. And I say that, and I, you know, I bring in leaders from other countries, for example, that will vouch for that. You know, we have regular visitors come into the Internal Revenue Service from around the world, their commissioners, if you will, and their top staffs to learn about our operations and how we go about our business. And, you know, having said that, we're doing that in spite of lagging technology and resource needs that we've been able to maintain this leadership role, partially because of, and maybe fully because of, the commitment and dedication of our employees, many of whom have really forced our 40-year-old computers to continue to work. And it's just amazing how they are able to do this. And partially because we've been consistently fortunate, I believe, in our leadership. Due to Commissioner Rosati's highly effective and efficient leadership, he's now been with us over 2 years, along with a committed top IRS, top leadership team, and combined with a very, very dedicated workforce from the top down and the bottom up. We are convinced that we not only will ensure continued tax administration leadership, but we will provide better, more effective operations, serving as a model throughout the world.
Well, internet speed is changing how everybody thinks about federal agencies, including the IRS. And I'm wondering, how has technology impacted customer service at the IRS?
This is really for the IRS is a great opportunity for us to serve our customers even better through technology. There is also a great incentive for us to be able to provide better, quicker service to taxpayers. You know, our ability to serve taxpayers is key to our ability to achieve our mission, and electronic tax administration is a vital piece of our future plans. We've moved into the internet in a very, very big way, and we'll continue to look for more ways to serve taxpayers through technology. I guess it may be fair to say that the future of electronic tax administration is really the real future of tax administration, and I mean that. Our electronic filing strategy is both ambitious and totally within reach, and it includes use of the web for a wide range of tax administration purposes. As I'm sure you're probably aware, we also have underway a multi-year plan to modernize our core computer systems. This is so critical to our success and to be able to provide the public with the same level of service and responsiveness as the private sector does and is able to do. With the continued support of the Congress and once again the leadership of our Commissioner Charles Rosati and our Chief Information Officer Paul Cosgrave, we really expect significant results and enormous technological improvements over the next several years.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. Well, thank you very much, Bob, for spending some time with us today. Jim and I have enjoyed our conversation very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. To learn more about the Endowment's programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.